This is Metalix with your host, B-Lo.
And my guests tonight, as the sky darkens. Okay, we have Level back for me again, so that's great. This is turning out to be an exceedingly awesome interview. This band you've heard on both Metalix and Adobe Howl because their music is just so awesome. It deserves to go out to the international community at large 24/7 as well. As the Sky Darkens, they have a show coming up here in Denver next Wednesday. They're opening for Silent Planet. So, you know, I don't want to get too Denver local in my podcasts and interviews, but this is a tour. It's a national tour that Silent Planet fans should keep an eye out for this show in their city or anywhere nearby. As the Sky Darkens is opening in the Denver version of this Wednesday, February 15th, at the Marquee Theater. As the Sky Darkens, welcome to Metalix. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Happy to be here. Let's do this. Let's introduce yourselves to the Metalix audience, starting on my left, so your guy's right here.
Hi, I'm Jack, and I play bass in this band.
My name is Nico. I'm the guitarist for As the Sky Darkens.
My name is Mike, and I play drums.
All right. Well, this is a fun occasion to have As the Sky Darkens in studio, and you are now a four-piece band. Unfortunately, John couldn't make it tonight due to extenuating circumstances. Oh, we still, though, completely respect the reasons that he couldn't be in here. So thank you to the three of you for being in. What's new for As the Sky Darkens other than your show February 15th next Wednesday?
What is new? Well, other than the show, we've been doing a lot of writing. We've been in the process of recording an EP for the past couple months, getting the finishing touches done on that. I don't know. What else, guys?
I think it's mainly because last time we were on here, we had another guitar player, Trevor, and he was a founding member of the band. So we're transitioning into kind of this new chapter without him, which has been pretty difficult, but it's also opened some new doors because as a four-piece unit, we're able to really just kind of focus on some songwriting in a tighter knit, more intimate setting. So we've been really kind of figuring out how to adapt to, you know, losing a major component. You know, it's like missing a limb. So we're just trying to figure out how to, you know, still play old songs with the same passion and the same, you know, completeness and fullness that we did before. So we're still kind of toying around with that as far as if we're going to do backing tracks, if we're going to eventually search for, you know, a live guitar player, things like that. So it's been a pretty interesting journey thus far, you know, figuring all those ups and downs out.
Well, it sounds to me like the crux of that decision, whether to bring back a fifth member, a second guitar player, is really, are you super concerned about sounding the same way on your recording as you will sound live? So thus far, at this point, do you think that's a major value for As the Sky Darkens, Mr. Nico?
I think as far as when we've practiced as a four-piece and we try to play old songs, it seems like right now we still haven't quite gotten the hang of it. And there's always a benefit of having that fifth member, because when you start doing backing tracks as a four-piece and you start throwing extra rhythm tracks there, there's always that element of if it goes wrong, if it glitches for, you know, half a second, now all of a sudden everyone is off by half a second and you have those things to deal with. Whereas, you know, writing as a four-piece is a little easier because instead of having five people that need to agree on everything, you have four people that need to agree on everything. So there's some give and take for each one. I think whichever way we go is probably just going to be what feels most comfortable to us.
Well, it's also easier to manage four people instead of five people in a band, right?
Yes, that is very true.
Scheduling is instantly easier. Selling tickets is a little tougher.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because we still have a standard that we set for ourselves, is we want to sell the same amount of tickets as a 4-piece as we did as a 5-piece. And so far it's going pretty well. But, you know, there were times where even as a 5-piece, it was tough to get, you know, everyone to just push the tickets and things like that. So, yeah, like I said, drawbacks were for everything, and, you know, few positives, few negatives.
Well, we're airing live right now on Adobe Howl, but people will definitely hear this replayed on Adobe Radio throughout the week. Plus, later on in the future, they will hear As the Sky Darkens long after this show has already aired. So, do you guys still have tickets to sell?
We do.
Yeah. So, tickets are $13, and we just picked up some more. We keep running out. So, Jack, who lives in Greeley, every time he comes down for practice, we make him stop by the Soda Jerk office and grab more tickets. So, we just grabbed 20 more. Every week, we seem to run out. So, we do have them. You can hit any of us up on our social media or personal numbers if, you know, anyone that knows us is listening to this and hasn't gotten contact with us yet.
What are those personal numbers? No, just kidding. I'm not gonna make you give that out on possibly the internet for all time and in the future.
It's 8675309.
That's Jenny. That's not Jack. I didn't know that you basically came down from Greeley for this interview tonight, though, Jack. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of drive time that goes into being in this band, but it's totally worth it. You know, I think I was doing some math on my way over here. I drive about 200 miles a week. That's it goes a lot, but I love playing music with these guys.
Yeah, well.
Aww.
You guys play excellent music, but are you sure you should be doing math while you drive?
Never math and drive, Jack.
Yeah.
Not even once.
Oh! Jinx. You don't owe this host a Coca-Cola, though.
Oh.
We'll buy you a beer at the show.
Oh, hey, all right. Well, the show is Wednesday the 15th. That's the Wednesday after this coming Wednesday at the Marquee Theater here in Denver. Let's do this, you guys. Let's listen to some As the Sky Darkens right now. I have this latest track, latest quote-unquote, because I think it's actually just over a year old at this point.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's called Solace.
I think Facebook showed me my memories thing today, and we released the video for Solace 1 year ago.
Today?
Okay.
Was that today?
Yeah,
yesterday?
So we did. We had a lyric video that came along with the track, so I guess we released that a year ago today, which is a pretty cool thing. So.
All right. Well, As the Sky Darkens, Solace right now. This is a new track, and then we will get into some tracks from their full length. Who knows? I mean, maybe we just play the entirety of Freedom Tonight if this conversation just becomes painfully awkward without Mr. John in the studio with us. But I don't think that will happen. We have Jack, Michael, and Nico from the band As the Sky Darkens in studio on Metalix. Adobe Howl, the track right now is Solace. As the Sky Darkens on Metalix. Adobe Howl. Below with you tonight, Metalix on Adobe Howl, Monday nights 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Find us facebook.com/METALIX. On Twitter, it's @MetalixDenver, and on Instagram, it's @BelowMetalix. You see, we have three different handles just to test your fanship. We're that kind of gatekeeping radio show, you know. We just try and make sure that all of our fans have been thoroughly tested. And tonight, we have a real test for you, because in 6 months, I want to know who this band was that I interviewed, and maybe we can give you something cool for that. This is As the Sky Darkens in studio with me tonight. As the Sky Darkens, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are very polite.
We try to be.
You don't show up all, like, drunk or fucked up. You all just want water.
It's important to stay hydrated.
All your problems ever are because you're not drinking enough water.
That's right, Jack. That's absolutely 100% right. And because you're not sleeping enough. You're not sleeping enough and you're not drinking enough water.
Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm just going to have some green tea. This will solve all my problems.
But it doesn't.
Yeah. No.
It's actually water and a lot of alcohol, but mostly water.
Not even the green tea at Tokyo Joe's will solve that for you. Hey, John couldn't make it tonight. It's pretty sad that he could not be here. He's our main contact. He's the main dude who's been on this show in the past. But we do have Jack, Nico, and Michael with us in studio tonight.
The B Squad.
And also, if you need Tokyo Joe's, I also work at the Tokyo Joe's. So I got your white chicken bowl needs covered.
Oh, very nice. In the New York style somehow. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, he does that from time to time.
I interviewed Carl from First Blood about 3 weeks ago, and he's a Long Island guy. I found it difficult to not take on his Long Island accent as I spoke with him. But that was actually very interesting. He lives in Stockholm now. He's been there for the past 7 years or so. He moved out there for a woman or whatever, which I think is like the greatest motivation basically in the world. But do you think, as the sky darkens, whatever move away from Denver, say internationally, say possibly because of political things happening in the country? Maybe,
I
don't know.
I don't know. It's going to depend on how big that wall is that we have to climb to get out of here. So.
Right. Yeah.
Only if you go south, though. They're not building a wall on the Canada border.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe the Mounties will let us in, you know?
I mean, all we have to do is be as polite as we're being tonight, and they'll just think we're one of them.
That's right. Use this to prove your to prove your reputation as very polite Americans. Your interview on Metalix, the most polite metal podcast and live radio show on the internet.
I'm sorry.
And it's ruined. First Blood has a new album coming out soon, right?
That is correct. It comes out in like just under 2 weeks, and it is a badass hardcore album, too.
Oh, dang.
Is there a good hardcore scene in Sweden?
Apparently there is, yes. I think that there's a scene for many different types of music in Sweden, though. I mean, The Great Deceiver is, they are Swedish, and that's kind of a hardcore band. They were, like, way back in the day, at least 7 years ago or so now. I think that Sweden has a pretty diverse scene. Has The Sky Darkens ever left the U.S. border?
Not together.
As a band, no, we haven't. No. It'd be fun, you know. It's
definitely on the list.
Yeah, the list of one days, you know. One day we'll do it. One day soon.
Coming at you, Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto is actually a totally awesome city. I would love to throw that in. It's basically my favorite city outside of Denver. But you guys should go there at some point. You know, your last tour, though, there's definitely some things to learn from that one. You went out on a West Coast trip. And I think it only was planned for about, what, 5, 6, 7 days, something like that?
It was about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We made it through about half of that, and and then we ended up breaking down in California. So we had an off day in San Francisco, which was awesome.
Which is awesome. San Francisco is the coolest city ever.
It's really, we ate so much food, so, and I'm just like, I'm all about the food, so, I mean, there were a few things that were just kind of going wrong, like, you know, Jack was having some, like, money issues, and then our van just happened to decide to quit, so we were en route to Oregon, and I don't know, maybe 4:30, 5:00.
All right. Hey, there we go. We might have cut out within the last 2 minutes, but Nico was telling the story of As the Sky Darkens van breakdown between San Francisco and Oregon. Nico, you were asleep at about 4:30, and then what happened?
Well, I would ask Mike because he was awake at the time.
Yeah. Brandon and I were driving through the mountains, Northern California. It was a super pretty drive. The sun was just starting to rise, and we started hearing this squeaking noise, and we let it go for about another minute before we pulled over to see what was wrong. Didn't really notice anything, so we decided to keep going, see if it would maybe go away. It did not go away. It got worse. And that is when we decided, okay, no, something is definitely wrong. And, we stopped on the road and tried to figure it out. Brandon ended up taking the tire off to see if he could find anything. And, his guess was that the wheel bearing was cracked, and he ended up being right. So we needed to get a new one of those, which ended up being quite the challenge.
Yeah. Essentially, the friction caused it to kind of weld to all of the components around it. And so instead of just getting one part, we had to replace kind of the entire section. And, I guess when we went to the auto parts store, there were only two parts available at the time. One was, you know, in San Francisco, and then the other one was further away. I can't remember which town it actually resided in, but we had to wait, you know, 3-4 days for the part to come.
Because breaking down on a Saturday is about the worst time you can do it.
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah, so
Saturday mornings.
Yeah, Saturday
morning. So basically, it took all of Saturday to get to a hotel, get the van towed into an auto repair shop. They were closed Sunday, so we had to wait that out. Monday came, and then they were able to order the part for us. The part showed up on Tuesday or Wednesday.
And it was the wrong part.
So,
the wrong part.
Yeah. So the part varied from year to year, and they sent us the wrong year. Yep. So we had to continue to wait in Redding, California for another 3 days. I think we were in Redding for a week total before we were able to.
We finally got out on Thursday.
Yeah, it was.
We made the Wyoming show.
Along the way, we had to cancel all these shows, and we had to
a lot of really great shows too.
Basically, the last half of our tour had national bands on it, and we were able to hop on, and we had to cancel all of the national shows that we had. There was a really rad kind of power metal band. It was a female fronted power metal band with this, you know, she had awesome vocals.
Called? Unleash the Archers.
Yeah.
From Canada. Yep.
Yeah, we were
that
supposed
band
to,
is great.
We were supposed to open for them in, was it
Washington?
Oregon?
Or I think
Boise.
It was Washington. Or
was the Boise
Idaho.
It was Boise, you're right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we had to cancel a bunch of stuff. We ended up spending more time in Redding, California than on tour altogether, I think. So. And we were able to make it back and play our Greeley show and play in Wyoming as well. So that was cool, but it was just kind of maddening being stuck there for so long when, you know, every day is just like you take a big hit to your funds, and then it was really hot. It was pushing almost 100 degrees every day.
And we checked out of and back into the same hotel room twice after each time being told, yeah, we'll be out of there, you know, this afternoon. And so we check out and just hang around for an hour and then have to check back in.
Yeah. So on top of it being almost 100 degrees out, there was really nothing within walking distance aside from one convenience station. So we ate a lot of gas station food, and we ordered a lot of pizza.
Drank a lot of beer.
Yeah, when we could afford it. We took one cab ride to a Walmart when we first got our hotel room, and we tried to stock up on as much as we could, which at the time we thought was going to be 3 days tops. Yeah. So we quickly ran out of that. and then just lived off of gas station ramen and potato chips and stuff like
Arizona
that.
Arizona green teas.
And yeah. The hotel breakfast.
Yeah.
Which was sad.
Hey, man, if not for that free waffle continental breakfast.
I had a bagel and cream cheese every morning.
Oh, very nice.
You could have switched it up. You could have been a little happier with a little diversity.
Those waffles were just as styrofoamy as the plates that came there. So, no thanks.
It fed us. That's what matters. But we made a Kickstarter video and kind of just basically put it out there to our fan bases. Hey, this is kind of what's happening, and if you can help us get out of this hellhole, we'd appreciate it. And much to our surprise, we met and then exceeded the goal that we set within a day.
We doubled our goal, I think, within 48 hours,
which was crazy. So for every single person that happened to throw a donation our way, we're just beyond grateful because you helped us escape literal hell. Never go to Redding, California.
And with our equipment. Because for a minute there, we weren't sure if we were going to have to leave our trailer behind and then come back to get it later in the month, which would have sucked.
Yeah.
So
everyone that did make a contribution, thank you so much. Because, like I said, you helped us escape Redding. Should be the title of our album, Escaping Redding. It will be the heaviest.
Do you have a title for the next album?
We do not, I don't think.
Huh? I mean,
is that actually a legit contender?
It could be.
As far as I know, none of the songs are about Redding right now. A lot of it's mostly about kind of what John feels, and I think a lot of the content on the new album, it's not even an album, it's like an EP that we're kind of putting together right now, but a lot of his feelings are reflected in it, and I'm sure Redding is a part of that. There's no way it's not. We all felt Redding way too much. So even though it's not going to be a direct manner of like, fuck you, Redding, it's going to be more cryptic, I think. So,
well, it seems kind of unfair to hold that to Redding. All they did was just be there when you rolled through, unfortunately, and a bearing was cracked in your wheel, which as far as I know, if you can't hear that in your wheel when you're driving, then you have no idea that it's even a problem, and therefore it wouldn't show up in an inspection. I'm assuming that you guys had some kind of inspection on the van before you even left.
We did. We had everything checked out, the transmission, like everything, you know, looked good.
Yeah, there's a guy that we were referred to that works on tour vans a lot and kind of specifically looks at bands and all of their touring equipment and stuff, and you know, he gave us the green light, and we were super appreciative that he was working with us and helping us out. I think it was just one of those freak things that happened. You know, it wasn't something that we could have predicted, or it happened so far into the tour anyway that it probably happened in transit as opposed to when we first left.
And it kind of seems like Redding was a car Bermuda Triangle. I mean, we met three or four people who had car troubles in the same hotel as us. We had one guy who was just out of the hospital from getting in a car accident.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about that. And then when his girlfriend drove down from Utah, her car broke down in Redding. And
yeah, see,
yeah,
I...
We were losing our minds there.
See, I have a theory that it's like the hills have eyes kind of shit, and there were people hiding in those mountains, like... messing with
just sabotaging
cars
all the
somehow.
Cars.
I don't know.
The nuclear feast.
Or Jawas.
Well, you guys were able to persevere through quite the trial on that. I think that for me on Metalix, what I hope that people take from this story is... something actually that we might have covered off air when mics weren't on, but leading up to that time in Redding, this tour was actually doing quite well for you, was it not?
Yeah.
It was doing great.
I mean, almost every single show we ended up in the black with as far as monetary concerns. I mean, the shows were awesome. we were meeting really awesome people and making good connections, especially for subsequent tours later on in the future. And it was going about as well as you could hope any tour would go. And, you know, life's just kind of funny in that you can be having the greatest time of your life, and then all of a sudden it just changes, you know, in an instant. So, but yeah, I mean, everything up to it, it was great. That when we left San Francisco, we felt awesome, and we were super stoked to make it to Oregon. I've yet to make it to Oregon once in this band. So either the date always falls through, or our van breaks down, or our van breaks down, or our van breaks down. So, this next tour that we're starting to kind of look at dates, and as far as booking on, Oregon is on it, and I'm gonna get there one day.
One day.
So
it's on the list of one days.
Yeah, it's on. Add it to the list of one days.
Well, the point that I hope that this illustrates is, there are so many bands out there who are excellent bands that you need to hear, just like As the Sky Darkens, who have been busting their asses, playing shows, practicing, releasing music, working part-time jobs on the side, risking their personal lives and everything else that goes along with being in a band. And those bands don't always break through to the top like some other bands randomly do. In fact, the difference sometimes between a local or a localish band here in the middle of the country versus a local or localish band on any of the coasts, where there's dates, there's cities all over the place, they're all very close together and you can pull off like a 6-night tour really easily. The difference between those bands is possibly just a broken bearing inside of the wheel of your van. Bands that are in the middle of the country have to travel farther than bands that are on the coasts. And so you, as someone who's in San Diego, LA, San Francisco, San Jose, New Jersey, New York, anywhere along either coast, you might not see a band like As the Sky Darkens, and it might just be because of something completely random like that, which is not fair, but hey, I guess that's life, right?
That's life.
That is life.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate, but here on Metalix, we hope to make up for that by bringing you more of their awesome music. Like right now, we have this track, Free Will at Heart, As the Sky Darkens on Metalix Adobe Howl. As the Sky Darkens on Metalix Adobe Howl. Checking the level there to make sure that we actually still do have the mic. We don't accidentally dip out, which might have happened on the live broadcast. But you might also be listening right now to the replay on Adobe Radio or the podcast at adobe.com. If you're listening to the podcast, we don't have music. That's this is just kind of a courtesy thing that we do for the bands, because, you know, it's like unreportable and whatnot. In any case, if you want to hear As the Sky Darkens, definitely check them out on Facebook. You guys, is that just Facebook/As the Sky Darkens?
Yeah,
I think so.
All right, awesome. You haven't had any other poser As the Sky Darkens bands trying to take your name from you?
No, I think
not.
I mean, we've been around for a good while. I think we got in early enough, and we haven't tried to mess with name changes or anything like that. So we have the original stake in the claim. So,
oh, very nice, very nice. Well, As the Sky Darkens, it will open for Silent Planet here in Denver anyway. This is a national tour, so if you're not in Denver, look out for the Silent Planet tour. But Wednesday the 15th at Marquee Theater, As the Sky Darkens is opening, and Ghost Key is going to be there as well, too, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Have you guys heard their new music? It is excellent.
Yeah, I've liked what I've heard. I haven't been able to listen to everything, you know, kind of start to finish all the way through, but it's tidbits that I've heard I really like. I know John has had a little more time for exploration, but the Hail the Sun, which is kind of like the support for Silent Planet, is a band that a lot of us are really familiar with. Mm-hmm. They're super cool guys. Very talented musicians. So,
yeah, and a lot of the bands are kind of intertwined on the tour, in that Dayseeker is the other band that's playing the national tour, and they featured Garrett from Silent Planet on one of their tracks and in one of the music videos. And they're on In Vogue Records, which Ghost Key just got signed to.
And then when Silent Planet was on Warped Tour, they got to see Hail the Sun play for... They just made a big kind of post about this, so I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but they were able to witness them play, you know, almost 30 stops in a row, and they were just kind of blown away with it. So they kind of became friends over the tour, and since this is Silent Planet's first kind of national tour where they're headlining it, instead of supporting other bands, they went directly to Hail the Sun and kind of asked them, hey, do you want to tour with us? So it's a really cool mix of all sorts of stuff. I don't think it's kind of stuffing one genre into a full bill. There's something
here. There we go. Okay. We dipped off the air and now we're back. Okay. I'm closing my own ticket. Sweet. I get credit for that one, you guys.
All right.
I'm an excellent IT guy for an internet station. So we have just a few minutes left here. Are there any shouts out that you guys want to give? Obviously, John couldn't be here tonight, so we do give him the shout out as well. But any other bands, any other people that you guys want to make sure you mention while you still have the live feed?
Shout out to Jared, who is going to be playing with us on the 15th. He's going to be playing guitar with us. He's feeling a little sick today, so send some love his way.
Yeah, for people that aren't in the know, Jared was the original guitar player, along with Trevor, who just left us. So it's really cool that he's going to be filling in for us. You know, we're still going to be playing as a five-piece for this show, and it's really cool. I've always wanted to play a show with Jared, so super stoked on that. But yeah, he's not feeling too good today, so let's throw some love his way.
I already said that, but thanks, Nico.
Oh,
I just wanted to throw my own little bit of love his way, you know?
Dang. While Mike throws a little bit of shade Nico's way.
Oh!
Ooh, hey. Well, we don't want to throw too much shade around here, so here's what we'll do. We'll wrap this up for the night, and as the sky darkens, thank you so much for your time tonight. Catch them opening for Silent Planet here in Denver at Marquee on the 15th, but that is part of a larger tour, which will have just been started, basically, at that point. Actually, you can see that. Yeah, here, I'll go to the old Silent Planet page here and find a few more tour dates for us as well. Bear with me. Let me see here, Silent Planet.
What's our next one, Minnesota?
Well, it looks like they're playing in Lawrence, which is a place that I've been to as well. Oh, no. All right, so this one starts on the 9th in Sacramento, and it ends on the 10th in Anaheim, but it does go all the way out to Lynchburg, Virginia, there on the 24th of February. So, you know, any city between Sacramento and Lynchburg, Worcester, Massachusetts, it's out there as well.
Yeah, we got some word. We saw a poster from the Anaheim date that was very, very similar to our poster that John designed for the Denver show.
Oh, yeah. So our vocalist, John, is pretty graphic savvy. And so the tour flyer that Silent Planet released, he kind of was able to match the colors for it. And he added a little map of the United States at the bottom of it, and he filled in the Colorado square kind of and put it at the bottom of the flyer just to kind of feature that we were playing that date. And then not too long after that, another one popped up, and from
Anaheim, California.
Yeah, from Anaheim. So
so we have our new logo that we've been unveiling and promoting on Facebook. And John added that to the bottom of the flyer, just the way that all the other four bands on the tour had kind of done minimalist logos for the tour flyer. And the Anaheim band also did that. So I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to have a poster everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be cool. But I mean, it's also cool that John did this thing and people liked it enough to kind of borrow from it. So, you know, shout out to John for you know, using that noggin, being creative.
As the Sky Darkens on Metalix, we're every Monday night, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. And check out their Facebook page, because that's where you will hear more new music from them. But also, we will have it on Metalix. So thank you guys for being in here tonight.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.